You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Emilio and Gloria Estefan were awarded the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize this year for their decades in music. They became the first husband-wife team and the first musicians of Hispanic descent to win this award. Their lives and their music began in Cuba in the 1950s, and their families fled to Miami. The Estefan success story is the basis of the Broadway touring musical On Your Feet. It opened at the Sacramento Community Center Theater last night. All right, I just have to play one of the songs that I'm going to bet. In fact, I would bet pretty big that you're going to recognize this one.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Come hear the song.
Emilio!
Come on, come hear the song.
What is this?
All right, I grew up in Minnesota, and I know every beat of that song. That's Conga, the first hit single released by Miami Sound Machine, led by Gloria Estefan, produced by Emilio. The song became famous all over the world. In the studio with me are two members of Miami Sound Machine. They're also in the touring show. Welcome to Clay Oswald and George Casas.
Casas.
Thank you. It's
Welcome.
Great to be here.
Hi,
thanks for having us.
Thanks. So this show opens, and there you are on stage. There's the band. That's the first big thrill.
Well, it's definitely a thrill for us. And, you know, we think that being the behind the music is a big part of the show. And it certainly kicks off the show with a big bang.
So that's Clay Oswald. He is the keyboardist. And say a little about your history with Miami Sound Machine that doesn't go back to Miami Latin Boys, but almost.
Well, George and I met in college along with most of the Miami Sound Machine members in University of Miami in the early 80s. George and I met in 1980s, and we've worked together side by side ever since then. We had a band around Miami and performed with a bunch of our University of Miami musicians, and we met Gloria and Emilio through them, through the musicians in Miami. And a couple nights, Gloria and Emilio came to hear the band, and Gloria just said, "I want those guys," and hired five of us from that band to be Miami Sound Machine in 1986. That's the short version of the story.
Yeah, that's a lot of power. Yeah. She had a lot of power.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they were in transition at the time, and they were like beginning to they needed to reinforce their band, and they needed to they had good songs and they had good openings and stuff, but they just had to bring the level of musicianship up and stuff. So they hired us for that purpose. And we've been there ever since, yeah.
We thought it would be a good gig for a little while, and now 32 years later, we're still here enjoying it, playing and performing the music.
Oh, it's so thrilling. George, you're there on bass. Yeah. And some people are saying, Beth, you're saying his name wrong. It's Jorge. Oh. But is there the Spanish or the Cuban and then the Americanized versions of the names?
Because
I grew up saying Estefan.
Oh, I see. What when it comes to that name... It's just a matter of, it probably should have an accent on the second E, because in Spanish, when you want to stress a vowel, the accent goes there. You know where that accent goes in the, but in that particular name, I don't think there is one. So a lot of people call it Estefan.
The Americanized English-speaking people, but anyone who speaks Spanish would say Estefan.
And a lot of people are coming around now, Estefan, because they've heard it so much.
Are you Jorge and George?
Yeah,
then?
I mean, for me, it doesn't really matter. Like if you speak Spanish or if I'm with my mother, you know, she'll say Jorge, you know. But with the guys, they'll call me George. In fact, here's what happens: the Spanish-speaking guys call me George, and it sounds funny. And some of the English call me, "Hey, Jorge."
That's a big storyline in their life story, but in this show is the music being sung in Spanish, sung in English, and that crossover time, convincing people to play music with a Latin beat sung in English.
Yeah, so in the show, the creative team being Gloria and Emilio, of course, and then the writer Alex De Linares, the director Jerry Mitchell, the choreographer Sergio Trujillo, and of course us as our involvement. There was a real intentional thought process about how much Spanish, how much English, how much of the traditional Cuban culture as opposed to the American culture. And obviously, their history and their career is represented by that as well. Mm. And how much of the show is going to have that that mix? And it's a very clever mix in the show, I think, of including a bunch of the Cuban heritage, the Hispanic heritage, and as well as South American cultures that are in the music too, Venezuelan music, mm-hmm. Peruvian styles and things like that. They were part of Gloria's career. But the music and the culture are all mixed in the show as well. So if you're Latino, you'll go to the show and you'll get, you know, a real feeling that you're seeing your culture shown in the show. And if you're American, you're seeing a real good representation of what they went through as Hispanics to have their music accepted, to move into the American culture and remain true to their tradition.
So in music, there's a classical beat, there's a jazz beat, there's a funk beat. So do you stay true, or what would you describe as Latin or truly Cuban in terms of the beat?
There is a lot of true Cuban beats in certain things, like when we do stuff from the album Mi Tierra, and which Tradición is in there. That was purposely kept to be authentic.
Can you do it? Can you tap it?
Yeah,
or
sure.
Clay, you're
like
at a keyboard.
For instance, some of the traditional songs that are in this show, there's one called Si Señor, you know, it's more salsa. So that's more salsa.
We have Clay at a keyboard, by the way.
And then another song that's, you mentioned different styles of Latino music. Then there's a bolero that's an old traditional bolero from Celia Cruz.
Right.
Yeah. That
different
yeah.
rhythms, different styles.
So it goes back to very early 19, I don't know. Or whatever,
30s,
very, very
40s,
early, 30s, 40s, it's up to modern. Mm-hmm. And then what happens with their music is that, and then Clay will play it, I mean, is that it became a Latin, real Latin influence of that sort. I mean, a little more energetic and stuff, but with a pop beat. Actually, that became the Miami sound.
Mm-hmm. Like the conga is the perfect example. That's salsa, but and with a beat,
right.
With a pop. Yeah.
So, how much music do you hear now that you know is a spin-off or a take from what Miami Sound Machine was doing? Trailblazing.
It's funny because while we were working with Gloria Emilio all this time, we've seen her career and our careers go through all these different stages as well, and. At the time, you know, we're all having a great time. We're like inputting, we're writing, producing, doing all these things. You don't see it as being historically important. But then 30 years later, someone will come up to you on the street and say, oh my God, what you guys did changed so many lives in music.
That's happened a lot.
And we're like, really? Wow, that's incredible. Because looking back is 2020, you know, 2020 vision.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's true that you see Latin elements in so many different styles of music now that are very popular. And that's part of certainly Carlos Santana, you know, many other artists as well. But Gloria Emilio certainly brought that into pop music in a way that no one else did, I think.
Growing up in the Midwest, we loved the music, loved her, loved the band. You know, sitting through the show, so many people can sing or bounce on the beat with every one of these songs. But there is a moment in the show when Emilio is talking to his manager and he says something like, you might not know it, but this is what an American looks like.
Yeah.
And he's talking about
himself. That's actually the climax to me of the whole show. When that line is said, it comes in like towards the middle-ish, or maybe towards the end. But that kind of like, in one word or in one sentence, like, because everybody reacts the same way, whether you're American. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, everybody just reacts that way. And when I first heard the line and we were rehearsing it, playing it, I thought, wow, that's brilliant, because that's what the music is all about. It's all about immigrants having to leave their country, coming to another country, coming to America, and starting from scratch and bringing their talent and their stuff and creating, and that's, you know, we're Americans, you know. We're
not... Yeah, I give a lot of credit to Alex De Linares for the writing.
Yeah, that writer.
He manages to do, this is a jukebox musical that's a lot of fun. People will get on their feet. They'll love the dancing, the partying, all that. But underneath it is a real meaningful story. It's humorous, it's engaging, and it's meaningful. That dialogue, that monologue in that play there that Alex wrote was there from day one. Because I was there when we like read it for the very first time, and everyone just looked at each other and said, wow, that's great.
The manager, Phil, is saying the music is popular in Peru and Honduras and other Spanish-speaking countries. Stay there while you're popular and where you're popular. You're not here in America. You're not truly an American. And Emilio, as the character's point is, no, look at me. This is what I'm going to be. When that line was spoken last night, the crowd just erupted, applause,
it's a knee-jerk
cheers.
Reaction, yeah.
Is it that way always, or is it increasingly?
Yeah, no matter where we go.
No matter where
this,
we go.
And in this climate of our country right now, it's super meaningful.
Yeah.
And it's always meaningful, really, in any culture that the immigrants, you know, are struggle to be accepted. And they have a lot of work to do to continue that. But the writing of that works no matter who you say it to.
And it actually was it was a premonition because with this government, the whole immigrant issue went and blew up and the building war and they're doing this and they're doing that and we can't let people in and blah, blah, blah. So that falls right in with a lot of opposition of, no, let's accept everybody. Let's, you know. So that wasn't happening because Trump wasn't the elected. I should probably have said that.
No,
that shouldn't happen
because
he wrote this before that. He wrote this. In,
you're right.
So, but it's always, like Clay said, it's always been an issue. You know, it's not,
by 2016, it was nominated for a Tony.
You're listening
to George Casas.
Yes.
How'd I do? And Clay Ostwald from the Miami Sound Machine. By the way, shows on your feet in Sacramento are tonight at 8, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8, 2 p.m. matinees continue through Sunday. I'm told that this show has sold quite well. There aren't a lot of tickets left, but there are still some. So do Gloria and Emilio ever join you on stage?
They come up on stage, of course, when there's a special moment to after the show at times, but they have never performed as part of the show, no. But Gloria and Emilio come out and see us every 2 or 3 months. They come out and visit, see a couple shows, hang out with us, give us some feedback and some guidance. And we just love to have them come out and see us.
And the bus accident does open the second act of the show. That's definitely addressed. But I cannot talk to you and not talk about the dancing in this show. It's absolutely captivating, fantastic. If you're just a dancer and you want to see a show, see it even just for that reason.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. The choreography, Sergio Trujillo and the choreography team did a fantastic job. Yeah. It's beautiful. There's some gorgeous scenes. Yeah. There's a scene where Gloria's in a dream state and when she's in surgery, and the beautiful choreography is really a highlight of the show for sure.
I am going to ask for our technical director, Mark, to start some of Rhythm Is Gonna Get You underneath here, and we'll play out to the end of the show. But I want to highlight that at the end of the show, the band coming forward and being able to play, being able to see you all on stage and enjoy the music is really phenomenal. It's such a rich experience.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. And, you know, live music being performed with real instruments on stage with real people in the audience is what we all value very highly, and it's a big part of the show. And Gloria and Emilio, from the very beginning, wanted to make sure of that. So,
aren't you glad you're not in the
fortunate
pit?
Yeah, and the fact that happens at the end, that doesn't happen on most musicals because the band is usually a support during the pit, or they're just. But we do all the underscore. We play every bit of music that you hear comes from the band, and that the fact that there's five originals, and they bring the stage up. I didn't think of that. You didn't, right? I mean,
that's great.
All right, George Casas and Clay Ostwald from Miami Sound Machine, On Your Feet. The Broadway series continues through Sunday. It's all at capradio.org. This is Insight for today. Thanks, guys. Glad to have you here.
Thanks for having us.